Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You know, I've got the phone out. Looking at my slips. Finally won some fucking games this weekend. Holy Christ, man. This was a brutal stretch. Thank you for the warm congratulations in sports over there. I did it. Yay.
It was the correction, right? Yay. Like, this was the bounce back week. Things that you expected to happen happened.
Yeah. I'll read them off to you real quick here. Baltimore -2.5. San Francisco -3. A push obviously carries over on these parlays. Tampa Bills +4.5. Let's go.
Tease and pass zero paid off.
I did. Sure did.
Which all he also did.
There, I also did that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. I'm like, the Bills are going to lose, but they won't lose by more than 3.
I agree. Over 33.5. Took that. Baltimore +0.5 there. San Fran at a pick 'em. And then last but not least, this one paid off at $1,050. Baltimore -2.5 over 36.5. San Fran -3 on that push over 42.5. Kansas City Chiefs +9.5 over there. And it was a good weekend. However, I'm fucking annoyed. I'm really fucking annoyed.
Why?
And it's not even the Taylor Swift thing that I want to start with.
Okay.
I want to start with Detroit Lions fans. And I don't know if you guys are incurring this on your feeds or your friends or something like that.
I'm a Lions fan. What are you talking about?
You are a Lions fan?
I'm rooting for them this weekend for sure.
So, to me, this has now become the most annoying fucking fan base there is.
It's been so dark.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Let these kids and these grown-ass men, these adults, these old-ass 80, 70-year-olds that have never seen a playoff run like this, let them enjoy it.
I am.
Let them enjoy it.
I'm totally fine with it. However, I don't want to fucking hear about it on my feed every goddamn second of the day, as if it's this cherished dynasty that somehow you're bringing back to life. The amount of fucking DMs and tweets that says, keep betting against the Lions, it's paying off.
They're the lovable losers. Detroit, they're the Chicago Cubs.
I would have been with you. This whole time I would have been with you. It started with the fucking booing of Stafford. Whatever, right?
Whatever, dude. But I don't care about booing.
Then the
footage, boo everyone.
It's fine.
Boo your own team. That's a Philadelphia thing in me, is boo your own team.
It is.
Nothing is sacred, yeah.
The footage of them booing the children of Matt Stafford came out as well the other day.
They were asking for it. Fuck them.
The wife and it was just the wife and the kids. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Now they're bit against us. You guys know they've only beaten one team the entire year under 8 losses. Just
the
one.
Chiefs, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's it. And it was opening day without Travis Kelce.
Yeah. They beat the eventual Super Bowl champions.
Without Travis Kelce. But
by
without
a point.
Oh, Chris
by one,
Jones.
By 1 point.
By 1 point, without Chris Jones, without Travis Kelce yeah. The best offensive and defensive players on the team, respectively. The rest of it, they got torn. Look up the Baltimore game. You guys remember that one?
They got clowned pretty
45
hard,
45-7, and I mean, they beat the Bucs.
The Ravens also clowned the 49ers.
They did. And I don't believe in the 49ers either. When we'll get to that in a second. But look at this. So I got the Baker Mayfield jersey. I'm a man of my word. I promise you I get this goddamn thing. Showed
He's
up 2 hours before kickoff.
Getting that contract.
I'll
Let's
wear
go.
The rest of the football playoff season here. But yeah, I mean, look, they beat the Rams 9-8. Then who else? Who they beat? The Buccaneers 9-8.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't get the creamsicle.
They didn't offer it.
They didn't have the Baker creamsicle.
This was the fastest I could get one. Because
I'd wear
here.
That unironically.
Mm-hmm. Would you really?
Creamsicle?
Oh, that's a great
jersey.
But it
says Mayfield.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. I'd wear that to a day party.
Would you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Relive my
20s. Anywhere. If it was somebody else, another player like Mike Allstott, sure.
Oh, Mike Allstott. I had that jersey.
He was my... That guy was...
Yeah. He's my favorite pro football player of all time.
Loved him. I love Mike Evans. Is there a better fucking wide receiver than Mike Evans?
That is the... That's like the quietest Hall of Fame career of all time.
Mike Evans.
Like he has, you know, a Pro Bowl most years, I think, and obviously a Super Bowl ring.
He made Johnny Manziel a thing.
Let's fully retire the Johnny Manziel narrative. Mike Evans made Johnny Manziel.
He won Johnny a Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah. Same way that Marvin Harrison Jr. made Kyle McCord for 8 years. It was like, hey, dude.
That's what people are saying.
Let's see what happens without it.
That's what people are saying. Kyle McCord was a thing.
He was not a thing, dude. He was not. He was never been a thing.
Maserati Marv.
By the way, that's 49ers team reminds me of this Ohio State team. Loaded on offense and defense.
Are
and
you really not going to admit Purdy's
bumbling,
good?
Dumb fuck of a quarterback.
Are you Nick Wright? Are you just like on this block? You're so committed to this block that you just won't give Purdy credit? I granted, he had a bad game.
You watched it. Watched the game, right?
He didn't look that good, but he did eventually lead the game-winning drive. That's all people keep moving the goalposts.
Was it him or McCaffrey that led that drive?
It was both.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey's a stud. He's the greatest white athlete of our time.
He sure is. And Debo Samuel, unbelievable. I mean, the team
greatest
is loaded.
White American athlete.
No, he's better than fucking Jokic.
Jokic's got a title.
Yeah, but athletic prowess. Jokic is not.
I agree with you. Jokic
is a superior athlete.
I was thinking about this the other day. This is a soft tangent. I won't go deep into it, but I think Jokic is the closest thing I've seen to Greg Maddux since Greg Maddux. Like a man who has no business being as good as he is just by looks alone.
He's goofy.
Yeah, like there is nothing about looking at him that tells you he is the best at anything.
Zach Edey might have a little bit more athleticism.
Probably. Yeah. And he's going to be terrible in the NBA.
He's going to be awful in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
I agree.
Like Purdue always is.
I agree.
Listen to the College Basketball Show. First episode aired this last Friday. Yeah. We go in on Zach Edey and Purdue.
Because they're, until they win in the tournament, you guys are frauds.
Frauds. And look, I'm with the Lions, to me, are frauds here.
No, dude.
They're frauds.
It's a great feel-good story. They've already won. They're playing with house money.
I think so, too. But their fans do not.
Like, I think they do.
The delusion of the fan base
they're not
is just
delusional.
Like, we're going to win. I'll keep betting against them. I don't think they win next week.
You know what
do
it is?
They win next week?
You know what it is? No, they're going to lose. But you know what it is? There's a big crossover section of the Detroit Lion fans and Michigan Wolverines. And you can't see past that.
No, I don't care. I don't care anything about that.
And maybe it's a heat check because they're feeling themselves because Michigan just won a natty.
That's what it is. And they're like, oh, we're all back. And it's like, no, you weren't back because you weren't really there to begin with. And it's fun.
Yeah,
like, but just enjoy it as a Falcons fan. When the Falcons go to the Super Bowl, zero expectations because I root for a team of losers. They've been losers my entire life. And I understand that. And I realize if we go to a Super Bowl and actually win it one fucking time, it'll be a goddamn miracle. And I'm able to admit that. This Lions fucking delusion that they're the greatest goddamn team on the face of the planet is nuts to me.
They're
right now
enjoying their time in the spotlight. Let them have it.
If there's one thing Lions fans should not do, though, and I'll agree with you here on this, there was a time, a long, long time ago, where the Lions...
In a galaxy far, far away.
Where the Lions were one of the best teams in the old NFL. In terms of NFL championships, they're really high up there. I think they've got like five or six.
They're great in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. But this is not a return to your rightful place. That time is dead.
That was 80 years ago.
That is dead. It's gone forever. It's never coming back. You are, like you said, the Chicago Cubs were once a storied franchise. In like the 1910s, the Chicago and 1900s, those first 20 years of real baseball, the Cubs, they were legit, dude. And then the next 80 fucking years happened, and that's not what they
are
anymore.
Guess what, though? The Cubs won the World Series.
They did.
They did win another one. They have three World Series total.
But we're not saying the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super
It would be
Bowl
awesome
here.
If they did.
But genuinely,
that's what I'm
do you
rooting
think
for?
This?
I mean, I have a ticket on the Niners to win the Super Bowl, but I would genuinely like to see the Lions win.
I don't want to see the Niners in the Super Bowl. I would rather see the Lions.
I would rather see the Lions, too. And it would be hilarious if the Lions won the Super Bowl, but there's just no goddamn way.
No, because they are the worst team of the last four.
Now, Lions fans, I'm not going to go all in on you today because do you have a shot against the 49ers? You absolutely do. Watching that fucking game with Brock Purdy.
Don't.
And now homeboy is 50-50.
Don't
Debo,
fall into
they
the
just
trap.
Announced.
Without Debo, it's a little.
Don't fall into the trap. Green Bay was feisty. They were young. They didn't realize they shouldn't have been there. The 49ers are going to bounce back so hard this week. And they're going to destroy the Lions. They're going to win by 30. I'm not kidding.
I think you're right, but I'm not sure. Every time I watch this fucking dude play, I don't know what I'm going to get. He was 23 of 39 in this fucking game. I don't like once Debo Samuel went out, he just disappeared. Magically showed up for that last drive, but let's face it, the Packers missed a field goal. Like,
they have a pretty bad record without Debo Samuel.
Terrible. He lost, what, four in a row, I think?
Yeah. They were like 1-6 or something without Debo. Like,
but Kittle's dropping passes. Like it was just a weird game.
If I'm Detroit, stack the box, go after CMC. and then hope for the best and make Purdy throw and see what happens there.
You have to get to Purdy because their secondary is ass. So, like, they have to, essentially, yeah, get in the backfield every down.
And I think there's a shot. Like, for the Detroit Lions, I actually think there is a shot to win.
They're going
to
be playing on pure adrenaline.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Like, and the whole city and all that stuff.
They know they're going to come out fucking swinging.
And then you have just the narrative of, like, Shanahan genius versus the meathead Dan Campbell.
Yeah, that's gonna exactly. Be great. Yeah. And look, I hate Shanahan, so nothing would make me happier than to see the Lions go.
What did he hit Shanny?
I don't know. It was a game that I was at personally.
is there a reason? Yeah, but you just
28-3.
You expected to win that, huh?
Yes, that was the best team. Falcons were the best team that year by far.
28-3.
Yeah.
Julio.
It was Julio Jones. I mean, it was stacked across the board. And
we had Julio this year. He was great.
He's 38 now.
Yeah.
You had him 10 years after that Super Bowl. But, for Purdy, I don't know what you're going to get. If they're saying he's 50-50 now, today, the team is saying that as of an hour ago, he ain't playing. Deebo Samuel's not playing in that game.
I don't think he has to. I think they win the game without him.
They shouldn't, because you still got Ayuk, you still got Kittle, you still got McCaffrey. But for whatever reason, Brock Purdy without Deebo Samuel has been dog shit this year. So, who knows? I do think there is a shot, but what is my gut telling me? Yeah, San Francisco by fucking 21 points. The defense tunes it up, and then they get him there. And the work around the Purdy sitch is what my guess is. Great games, though, across the board this weekend. We'll start with Texas versus Ravens. Look, CJ Stroud did what he could for this team. They overachieved this year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shit on the Texans. This was a fantastic year for these guys.
Yeah, that punt return touchdown, then the missed field goal, that kind of ruined everything.
Yeah.
They would have had momentum going into half, up 13-10. Yeah.
And they were, look, it was still 10-10 at half. And then Baltimore's defense shut them down the second half.
They shut them down in the first half, too. They only scored 3 points on offense in the first half.
Right, right. So, the great young team, way overachieved this year. Congratulations to the Texans. Nothing to shit on the Texans about here. However, if you're looking at Lamar Jackson, can he win a Super Bowl with his team?
This is his best shot.
The defining moment of his career, probably, right? Yeah, him versus Mahomes.
I agree.
Yeah. If he wins this game, they could win. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl. But, man, I just see – I see it now.
So do I.
I see that terrible organization. I see Brittany, Mahomes. I see Jason Kelce now in the box, shirtless.
Taylor Swift's going to be
just
there.
Just losing their mind. Taylor's obviously there. You're insane if you don't think the NFL is going to just somehow, some way, get Taylor Swift to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They already asked her. They backed up the truck before the season started to get her to perform, and she said no. Yeah. Now they're going to get her there.
They're just going to get her anyway.
Yes.
And that's honestly better. It's better for them to have everything, right? Her performing and in the suite cheering. But in some ways, if you had to choose one or the other, she's not dating an NFL player and just performs and is maybe hanging out, drinking, being like, this is a fun party. Or Taylor Swift in a suite going fucking ape shit over Travis Kelce touchdowns and stuff
they're
like that.
They're going to have their own.
That's what they want, because now every fucking broadcast. White girl in America is going to be like, oh, cheering for football is cool.
I guarantee they're going to have their own Swifty broadcast. Like, you know how McAfee has his own thing, and occasionally they have like the Mannings and everything. They're just going to have their own Taylor Swift broadcast where it's just like picture in picture. Taylor's going to be bigger than the game.
Why wouldn't you? By the way, it's on CBS, so that's Viacom, MTV,
Paramount Plus, all that stuff.
So, you put a Swift broadcast on MTV,
Or you put a Swift cam up, which they've done for award shows and things like that in the past.
Yeah,
put a Swift cam up on one, and put a Kelce cast on the other, so he's doing the game as well, and really maximize the dollars there. But
and we bitched all year. We're like, oh, Mahomes has no weapons. He just boned himself by taking that massive contract. No, none of it matters. Once he gets to the playoffs, Mahomes is just going to win. They're going to get the calls. They're going to get to the big game. They're going to somehow figure it out. Andy Reid's now a Super Bowl winner. He's going to win a third ring. And we're just in the midst of a dynasty. This is just early Patriots. The Patriots had no weapons early on. They were like just checking
and they
down
ended up
Kevin
winning,
Falk.
Yeah, and they won six with the same fucking check down bullshit.
They didn't have any weapons late either.
No.
It was
the 1 year they did.
They had Randy.
Yeah. The 1 year
and
they did.
Didn't win.
And they didn't win. And they were undefeated. Because,
I mean, like, yeah, that last one against the Rams, Gronk and Edelman were their two. Like, you kidding me? I mean, they're sure hand. Gronk's a Hall of Famer and Edelman's sure handed, but, like, that's it?
Edelman had so much CTE. Yeah, oh, yeah. At that point, him and Wes Welker.
Oh, God. It was just honky after honky, who was 5'10".
Yeah.
They played their ass off, but they just kept getting demolished over and over and over again. The concussions between Welker and Julian Edelman, what do you think the over-under is, 16?
Oh, minimum. Higher, I mean, Bill Belichick sacrifices 5'10 white guys the way, you know, the Aztecs sacrificed virgins.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. he just needs another one to appease the football gods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, if they played another sport, God forbid.
I know.
Belichick's creaming his pants.
But this Lamar Jackson Ravens team, I've been wrong on these guys most of the year just because I can't figure it out.
They got
it
reminds hot. Me of they got a, hot late.
Well, here's the thing. It reminds me of a college football. It reminds me of him at Louisville, where he's got to do everything on his own with no help. He only had 152 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, but he was very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had 11 carries for 100 yards
yep.
and 2 touchdowns. These were his stats at Louisville because he's playing on a Louisville team. I mean, the rushing for Baltimore is Justice Hill, who I don't know, Gus Edwards, who's been a backup there for 30 years, Dalvin Cook, who just got signed off the practice squad and ended up getting 8 carries in this game for 23 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Receiver-wise, their best receiver is a fucking rookie, Zay Flowers, who had 4 catches for 41 yards.
I mean, this Chiefs defense going into this week, they just played a better version of the offense Mahomes is running.
Yep.
Honestly, Zay Flowers is much better than I thought he was going to be.
I thought he was going to be good. I drafted him in fantasy, and he was my flex guy, and he had a good year.
He came out of Boston College, right?
Yes. Yes.
He was fine at Boston College, but they were bad.
Yeah, well, it's Boston College, right? Yeah. And that's why most of these kids should go to the biggest school if they want the most amount of money. But, I mean, in the NFL, if they want NFL money, that is, just so they can, you know, pad stats and all that stuff. But I can't figure this team out. Can essentially a college-style game get through a Chiefs team?
I mean, pro football, if you're doing it right, you're just catering your offense to your quarterback.
They are.
We won a fucking Super Bowl with Nick Foles just running RPO.
Right.
It's pretty basic.
Right.
That's a college-ass offense. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can win.
But do you genuinely think he'll win and get to the Super Bowl?
I think Lamar, I mean, they beat the Chiefs. They win the Super Bowl. Whoever wins this game, I think, is probably going to win the Super Bowl.
These last two games, by the way, felt like the Super Bowl. I mean, this Chiefs-Bills game felt like the Super Bowl. This Chiefs Ravens game will feel like the Super Bowl.
I still think the 49ers are the best team in the NFL, but until Shanahan gets it done, I like just can't pick him over Mahomes.
I can't either. And then watching this 49ers game, the 49ers, they got housed this entire game.
They were flirting with fucking disaster.
I still can't believe they won. The fucked up thing is Purdy looked like shit the entire game, had one good drive at the end, whereas Jordan Love looked great the entire game and had one bad throw.
Come on.
Just one. Across his body like that.
It's a truly horrific throw.
It was. But he's young. I mean, fuck, dude.
Purdy's young, too.
For the future, though, do you want Jordan Love on your team or do you want Purdy?
I want whoever is the fit for the offense. Brock Purdy's an awesome fit for the 49ers
offense.
Brock Purdy
is, in fact, younger than...
Yeah, I want Brock Purdy.
...than Jordan Love. I'll take Brock Purdy.
To lead your team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'll take
Brock Purdy. In Shanahan offense, he throws where he needs to throw on time. He's the perfect fit.
Talent-wise, without Shanahan.
That's not the question.
Okay.
Because Purdy's not going to leave Shanahan. Yeah, I'm not taking Purdy... If I had to draft the two and I was just completely objective, I would probably go Jordan Love off talent. But no, for the future and for the franchise, I'm going Purdy because Green Bay Packer quarterbacks, they're limited to one Super Bowl. All right. You get one early and then you have to just like suffer the next 10 years being pretty good, but never getting over the hump.
And then have your reputation completely destroyed.
Yeah, and then you ruin your own reputation because from your own actions, whether it's stealing money on a volleyball court.
Sending wiener picks,
or, you know, just being generally unlikable.
So after this weekend, for me personally, I looked at these games and these teams, and you could blow up the NFC this year, and it doesn't exist. I mean... Bills Chiefs. I wish that was the Super Bowl. It was a blast.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. I'm excited about this Ravens Chiefs game.
It's gonna be a great game.
It's gonna be a great game.
Do we want to talk about the Bills for a sec?
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna get there. Next up, Buccaneers Lions here.
That was expected.
Yes. It's a 9-8 Buccaneers team.
Overachieved.
Overachieved. Baker Mayfield, great game. 349, three touchdowns.
Great career.
Couple picks.
Great year.
One was a deflection, I think, right? I think the first one was deflected.
Interception.
The last one was bad.
The last one was bad. The first one, someone got a hand on it or something, or I forget what it was.
One question for you guys that I cannot fucking figure out, and I wanted to throw the TV out the goddamn window. Why are you going for 2 points when you're down 14?
I was like, I don't understand what's
it's
happening.
And analytically, the same. Like that's what the data says.
But fuck the data. Like at that point, it's mentally deflating for a team. Like just playing football all these years of my life, when you have to go for two, you're down by that or whatever.
Right.
If you miss early on, it's just a mental thing in the players' minds where you're like, well, shit. Not only do we have to get the ball back, score another touchdown, but then we got to get 2 points.
Well, essentially,
we fucked up the last 2 point conversion.
Is it's
a 50-50 shot,
but it's over 50% that you usually get the 2 point conversion. So you have two tries at it.
I've never seen it. Like there's very few times where I've seen it actually work.
Doug Peterson used to do it all the time.
It's just weird. I wouldn't have done it there.
I'm glad they didn't get it because I took a live line on the Lions -6.5.
Oh boy,
if they got that 2 point conversion,
yeah, that was it. It would have covered.
Yeah,
the Bucks would have covered there. Strange call to me. I hate seeing that bullshit. Just wait till the end. You want to go for two at the end of the game?
Yeah,
cool, man. If you want to go for the win, because if they would have got it and kicked the extra point, then you're down by 7. If you're going for the win like that, anyways. Do it on the last touchdown, not the one before.
The nerds. Blame them.
I am. That analytic bullshit is fucking stupid.
We need to bounce back to real men coaching like Dan Campbell.
I do respect the idea that, like, I don't think we can beat them in overtime. I think that's more applicable in college, but, I mean, obviously the Lions are better than the Bucks. So I understand in football in particular. That happened this year, I feel like. Someone went for two, but it happens a lot. Like, you're going toe-to-toe with a team you shouldn't be going toe-to-toe with, and you're just like, fuck it, let's end it here because I don't think we can win in overtime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that makes sense to me, but right. You do that on the last...
I think Campbell...
Just in the last possession.
Campbell
just
did
in the
it.
Last possession.
But he decided, like, I don't care how far back the two-point conversion is, we're still going for it.
Oh, that was against the Cowboys. Yeah, yeah. He just kept doing it.
I know.
Jesus He's like, I'm pot committed. I don't care. We could be at the 30. We're going for it.
Yeah, it was four times, right?
It was three or four.
It was attempts,
it was like, hey, dude.
Because there's two penalties.
What are we doing here? I do like Dan Campbell, by the way. Excellent coach. And he's fun to watch. Next up is Chiefs Bills here. Oh, God, dude. Josh Allen, loser, just can't do it.
Another stand on Josh Allen's career.
Just can't do it. That kick, by the way.
That's sad.
That kick.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared to me that just a magical gust of Taylor Swift wind drove that far right. Yeah. It was going where it needed
Somebody
to be.
Somebody hit the Buffalo Wild Wings button.
That's what it felt like. I mean, it looked like a perfect kick. And then I don't know. I've never seen a ball mid-air.
Those things knuckle more than you think.
Sky right like that.
Yeah, I never want to see Stephon Diggs bitch at Josh Allen again.
Me neither.
He dropped that ball, that deep ball, right into his hands and... Just
yeah, it's time to just be
total
quiet
drop
for Stephon Diggs. Like that, I don't even understand how. And then, I mean, Josh Allen kind of missed that wide open touchdown.
I think it was
throw.
Second down, but he was getting pressured, threw it flat foot.
Yeah, he wasn't able to set his feet.
They ended up getting the 40-yard field goal, but they obviously missed. So I'm not putting it totally on Josh Allen, but man, it's
another
giving ammunition to the Dan Holloways of the world.
Honestly, I know they had injuries on defense, but like. Dude, the Chiefs fucking, it was worse than the score even showed for how bad the Chiefs were carving them up.
Nobody could stop them.
No.
The Chiefs were getting 7.7 yards per play, and I read that the Chiefs had five possessions on which they scored, right? Mm-hmm. Scored on five possessions. They were gashing them so bad that they only faced five third downs all game.
Jesus
They didn't
Christ.
Punt, right?
They didn't punt.
Chiefs
but they only even got the Chiefs to third down five fucking times in the entire game.
And if McCole Hardman doesn't fumble that ball through the end zone, that game was was over.
Yeah. They fucking ran a fake punt.
Andy
with
Reed,
DeMar Hamlin.
I will say this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they ran a fake punt from their own 30 with DeMar Hamlin.
Why?
And then they got bailed out because a homie fumbled at the 1 yard line out of bounds.
Yeah.
And it was a touchback.
They got bailed. Honestly, what they really got bailed out by was Andy Reid's, like, mad scientist play calling in the red zone. Like, don't give it to McCole Hardman. Just hand the ball off.
That's it.
To Pacheco.
That's it. And let him fucking...
Or throw it to Kelsey.
Run into a brick wall like he does every single play. I didn't really understand that, but this game, it could have been worse than what it was. But to me, watching that Chiefs team, I was like, well, that's the Super Bowl winner.
Right, I mean, there. They
looked unstoppable.
That looked like the old Chiefs
offense. It sure did. It sure did. And right. I was like, oh, fuck.
Maybe they are. They've been fucking with us all year.
And that's my next question. Is this the Warriors where they're just so lazy that it's like, when's the postseason so we can just start playing?
It's just they flip a switch, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, these games matter.
Because, I mean,
but it's so hard to do. Like,
in their division, no, because they play the Raiders, the Broncos, and the fucking Chargers.
In their division, it's fine, but to do it in the playoffs at Buffalo, because that was the knock, fucking Mahomes never playing a road game.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't matter.
At all.
He could have been anywhere. It didn't fucking matter for that guy. And then they got Baltimore next, and that's where I think Baltimore's lack of weapons will really come into play.
Baltimore will be rocking, though. That's a good crowd.
Yeah, it'll be a good. But I mean, this was as tough of a crowd as you could face in the postseason this week.
Harbaugh's a real coach.
He is.
Yeah, McDermott.
100%. Look, what Harbaugh's doing with very little talent on this team is pretty fucking impressive.
I do think, though, like, the Chiefs' defense is really fucking good, and they're facing kind of a worse version of the offense they just faced.
Exactly.
Better quarterback, maybe, but like a worse overall version.
And no receivers.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about Stephon Diggs or the tight ends. Shit. Fucking Kincaid. Yeah. You don't have to worry about Dawson Knox. You don't have to worry about any of that shit.
I kind of think.
Well, because Andrews is out.
Andrews is out.
But I mean, they still have a tight end that.
Isaiah Likely. He's the backup. Yeah. He's not bad. He's a could be a really good player.
I also read today, even though the Chiefs, this is just how fucking good their defense is. Even though Allen had a good game, I think this was one of like four or five games ever in Allen's career where he didn't have any plays over 20 yards running or throwing. So the Chiefs defense just completely took away any big plays.
And I just think Spags is probably going to dial something up for Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you might end up seeing this game be really similar to, I mean, Lamar Jackson's a better version of, obviously, than he used to be, but remember his first playoff game ever?
Yeah.
Where the Chargers just didn't even play linebackers. They just put extra safeties and shit in, and they were like, he can't throw.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't even his fault. It's like, but he had no one to throw to. Let's just.
He's a much better pocket passer now.
He is, for sure.
He's not. He is, but the problem is, who's he throwing to?
Yeah. So they're going to.
That's the issue.
And Kansas City has really good linebackers, like Nick Bolton and shit. So I imagine they're going to be able to spy pretty well. And
after, you know, Taylor Swift getting hyped up, Jason Kelce getting hyped up, they're all going to be there, obviously, on Sunday.
And if somebody needs, if there needs to be a call late,
which
way is it going?
Exactly. Which it's going the Chiefs way. Let's not kid each other here. I'm looking at the spreads for next week. That's right, because the Niners are on the West Coast. I was like, why is the Chiefs not the night game there? Chiefs Ravens.
Yeah.
That's the first game. Yeah. Baltimore -3.5. It's going to be a Chiefs money line for me. I can tell you that right now. Holy shit. And then San Francisco -6.5 there.
Feels right.
It does. I think both of these, not the Baltimore spread, but it's close. It probably should be -3 for Baltimore, but just because they're home.
I think that line will move.
I'm going to take it now.
Yeah, I think that line is going to move towards the Chiefs.
Might be like a one or a pick 'em.
By game day, yeah.
I'm going all in as soon as this is over here today.
But granted, the Ravens have been a fucking powerhouse.
They have.
All year.
And they went to San Francisco and beat the Niners.
Beat the fuck out of the Niners.
It's a really... They've just kind of been slept on all year.
They have. I lost a lot of money. Shit, you know what I lost the most amount of money this year?
Ugh.
Lions against Ravens.
In week two or whatever?
I had it teased up to...
No, it was a little later.
Oh, okay.
I had it teased up to like 19. 10. And Detroit lost 45-7.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. Games you just don't show up.
You don't got it.
No, but I'm talking about the Ravens here. They've been that good all year. If you look at their numbers...
They have the number one scoring defense.
34-10 last week.
Lamar's been awesome. Who cares if he has weapons or not?
I know. But how much can one man be asked to do without help trying to go to the Super Bowl?
I mean,
it's really difficult.
Mahomes really only has one guy we heard of before
who's beat
3 weeks
and
ago.
Old and
you know what I mean? So if Lamar has none,
I know.
Mahomes only has kind of one, and they figure it out.
And I'm looking at the numbers here. I mean, because the over-under is 50.5 in this one. I'm just going to read off the totals that Baltimore has put up this year. 25 points first game, 27, 22, 28. Lost the Steelers
50.5. I go under. 10.
But here's the thing. 24-38. They scored 38-6 was that Lions score. 31-24, 37-3, but they beat the Seahawks. 33-31, 34-37, 33-50. I forgot they beat the Dolphins 56-19. Remember
I just
that
think,
game?
I think the Ravens defense is good enough to keep Mahomes a little bit in check. And then I think Spags is going to cook something up for Lamar where I think it's going to be one of those games where Lamar just kind of it kind of ruins his reputation. He won't like have a horrific game, but a game that's not good enough to get him over the top. They
it
score
like a
maybe they score like 17
yeah, I'm thinking
or 20 points.
21, yeah. 21-17. That feels like the score to me.
I would say 28-25 or 28-20 or 17 is where I'm going to go with this. What was that? 45 points. Mm-hmm. So maybe the under.
I think they're going to choke out that Baltimore offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick here, before we get to the rest of the weekend, we got some sponsors to put the shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, is mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I couldn't even post like my sweet parlays on Twitter. I usually tag when I win and beat my bookie, but yeah. I know they would just respond and be like, bro. You've been awful for the last like 10 weeks, so shut the fuck up.
Paying our mortgage.
Yeah, congratulations. We gave you a bone this weekend. You won, you know, $2,000. But that's why we do it. I mean, it's hilarious now, man. I don't know if you go to these functions or you're at a bar with your friends or whatever. I find more and more people, men in particular, obviously, are staring at their phone, looking at these live lines as this game is going on during the commercial break.
What's happening?
Right there.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what is
getting
happening.
Australian
every commercial break, and my bookie is great at that. So they've got a timer now on there where they're like, "Hey, you got 3 minutes to get this bet in before it freezes," and you're like, "All right, sweet." The options there are phenomenal, and you know, I guess I can say this. I don't know if I'm supposed to because they're not here. They don't have to deal with the rules. So like, if you just click on that score, let's say you didn't have the Peacock act for Christ's sake, you could just watch the game on your phone. Through MyBookie for free, which fucking rocks. This will be the most gambled on weekend of the year thus far. I'm sure a lot of that money's heading the Chiefs' way here very, very quickly.
I think, yeah.
And go there. Put something on it. Everybody's getting together anyways. I'm sure you're going to barbecues and functions and all that other bullshit. So do it and go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. We also got First Form on the show today. Look at that.
Look at us.
Firstform.com/Drinking Bros. I tell you guys the same thing on all these shows. This box right here, this Microfactors, sits right next to my desk every single day as a reminder to take my fucking vitamins. I'm taking them right now because I forgot. And if it doesn't sit there in front of my face in a fucking plastic pouch like this, I forget. And let's face it, we all know work out the way we need to, eat the way we want to every single day. At least we can be healthy on the inside here by pumping us full of vitamins. What's in these things? We got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics in the EFAs in there. All the good stuff to get you going. Also, best energy drinks on the planet over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros. They'll ship them to you, which is great because my gym is always sold out of them. So we get them shipped to the office. Gigantic fan of this company. Right now, you're getting free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Microfactors are a must. Like, this is a must part of your day. I can promise you that. And then the rest is a bonus over there. The fucking energy drinks, the protein sticks, the breakfast sausages, all of it. Load up the cart. Free shipping on orders over $75 over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. You want tickets to these games here this weekend? Let's see what we're running here. Woo! Ravens tickets, man. That's expensive. Pricey. Surprised.
I think this is their first AFC Championship game in a minute.
It is.
Since the one they won, the Super Bowl they won.
$410 for the last row in that stadium.
Bowl.
Harbaugh, yeah.
Man. And then over here, shit. You know, they got decent tickets for this 49ers game over there.
What the fuck?
If you want to pop on down.
I've seen tickets as low as 13.
That has got to be some form of mistake.
That can't be right.
Buy them now.
I'm going to try live on air. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like, is this a joke?
I mean,
maybe they disrespect the Lions that much.
If you're from Detroit, get your ass down to San Francisco.
Hang on.
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, yeah.
Okay.
The worst stadium I've ever been to.
Hang on. So this is a misprint here, and I apologize. These are $13 to watch the NFC Championship at the Lions Stadium.
Oh. Fucking shit.
Live watch on the big screen in Ford Field.
You can get lowers for $13. I was like, yo, what? Lowers for $13?
I understand why people do that, but I would never.
I would not either. I clicked the wrong link there. Either way, we got tickets for everything.
I would do it for a World Cup.
Oh, speaking of which.
I like going to like a live, just giant crowd event for the World Cup.
So do I. You're going to get your chance here. Did you hear they just announced
it's Jerry World, Jerry World is for the championship. Final. Yeah.
What do you play on turf there for that?
No, they have to bring in grass.
Okay.
Soccer players fucking hate artificial whatever turf.
Yeah.
I agree, but MLS-wise, because Atlanta's got a team, they're playing on turf there, and it's strange.
Just excited for like Germany and Spain to experience the great town of Arlington.
Mm-hmm. It's look, you go to LA or Texas Live, it's fun. That area is fun. You were just there.
Yeah.
It's a good time. And Dallas has got a lot of cool restaurants and shit. The traffic there fucking sucks, but
getting out to that is they're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Exactly. And if you're there and if you are going to these games and you bought tickets, go to hardafseltzer.com today. Grab yourself a 12-pack on the way there. Man, over the weekend, you guys sent in pictures of huge end displays at all the HEBs. In Texas right now. We did not know. I've got a call about that this afternoon. But you love to see it. And Nutty Brown ended up selling out of there 40, 50 cases gone. So we appreciate the support, man. That's what's going to do it for all this shit. Like I said, they're knocking down this building in 2026. So they're trying to get us out of here by 2025.
We're getting gentrified.
We are. We're getting gentrified here in Austin. They're building a fucking 6-lane highway through the middle of this goddamn thing. So please go out and buy some hard AF seltzer and support us and support the show, because then we can just buy our way out of anything at a certain point. But we're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. Every single Total Wines in the Southeast. All the brunches in Wilmington, North Carolina. The Total Wines down there is lit up as well. Every Piggly Wiggly in the state of Alabama. We got three chains now. And HEBs in Texas, as well as all the Total Wines here, and we will be expanding shortly. Ohio, if you're going, best sports bars up there, Urban Meyer's Pint House and Pint House in Short North. They're all stocked up. If you're going to watch these games this weekend, get there early. I know those are the two top sports bars in Columbus, and there will be lines. Same with like Standard Hall and all that stuff. They're all serving hard AF seltzer, but everybody goes and rages there for these games all day long, and it's like one of the drunkest days of the year. So just get there early is my heads up for that. And if you're not in one of those states, one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. However, we're down to like 36 states. Once we open up a state, it gets taken off the board. All right. Move on to college basketball here, and not men's. Women's. I actually, this is the first regular season women's game I've ever tuned into, I believe, in my entire life. Not because it was Ohio State's. I was simply there to watch Caitlin Clark.
Toss bombs.
A buddy of mine took his kids, and I was like, he goes, hey, dude, sent me the photo of standing in line outside the shot and center. I'm like, what the fuck? And I go, is everybody there to see Caitlin Clark? And they're like, everyone.
They put a graphic up on screen, I think, during that game of like attendance for Caitlin Clark games versus average women's basketball games for the teams you're playing or whatever. I think Ohio State had like 15,000 people or something there for Caitlin, and it was like average attendance was like 3,000-4,000.
Well, I'll take it a step further. It broke the record for Schottenstein Arena for any fucking sport. No. Any sport. That's serious. Yeah. Any sport.
But here's the thing.
She did that.
She ruined her reputation.
How?
She flopped.
At the getting nuked by that fat Midwestern
she
girl.
She ran into her. She was it was a total flop job.
I don't care, man. I'm blaming that fucking Wendy's customer trudging across the court.
I'm sorry.
I am too.
Storming the court, you know, timeless.
Oh, it's, no. Yeah.
It's a great thing to do.
I love storming the court.
Do you really?
I've stormed the court and I've stormed the field.
I've stormed the field.
Here's the thing about storming a court. Any basketball court. if 1 ounce of water or beer or shit. Whatever, everyone's eating shit. It's dangerous as fuck.
It also gets...
And I didn't like what happened with Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark was a little bitch. She lost the game, and she's like, no, I'm going to flail into this fucking fan.
Oh!
Grow up.
Yeah. She dropped 45.
You loser.
She dropped 45 in this game. It was impressive to watch.
Dropped that L is what she dropped.
Yeah, she got that L.
She lost. Look, Ohio State played great, but
you guys are ranked two, aren't you?
Yeah. But watching, that's the only reason I tuned in. I didn't tune in to watch the Ohio State women's team. I just tuned in for her. They put the game on at noon, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I was like,
don't do
shit.
That, Rob. You're kicking the cord, you idiot.
Oh, sorry.
They put the game on at noon, and they wanted the viewers. I am real curious to see the ratings on that. I watched the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
And she didn't disappoint. The people in the stands, my buddy was like, dude, the place was going nuts for Caitlin Clark, and you don't get to see that very often. How many fucking shots was she just burying at the logo? I mean, god damn it.
Throws it up from anywhere.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's, to me, like, that's the type of stuff you need to do in women's basketball to be fun.
Yes.
Don't try to dunk.
No. No. Dunk. Or just lower the rim and let everybody else dunk, and then she can shoot the threes.
But, like, yeah, just let them bomb it.
Yeah. Breaking news here. Lions have reached a deal with Zach Ertz to join the practice squad.
He might be elevated to the roster by Sunday.
But they got Sam Laporta. What are they, just as a backup, just in case, I guess?
Throw them bodies. Who cares?
Yeah.
Man.
Get an extra set of hands.
That's funny, but I agree with you. You need somebody like this to change the sport. She has clearly changed the fucking sport. And
she's
on these
fun.
Big stages, she doesn't fail, man.
She's Stay there as long as you can. You get that NIL money. You're going to make more money in college than you ever will in the pros.
Well, they don't let you leave anyways. They don't let you leave early. So it's a weird thing.
Oh, you have to go 4 years in women's? That's,
I think they might have bumped it down to three now, but
okay.
It's strange. Like, give women the same opportunities. If they want to go after freshman year, let them go.
Yeah,
what's
no
the
shit.
Fucking difference?
It's ridiculous.
Money's money at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm sure Brittany Griner could have been playing in the WNBA out of fucking high school.
Speaking of college kids.
Yeah.
We got Dunlapped.
Sure did. Golf.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I looked the winners. The first amateur to win.
First amateur to win a tournament, or youngest amateur to win a tournament since 1910. Not the youngest player to win on the PGA Tour. I believe that was Jordan Spieth at the John Deere when he was 19, but he was a pro. So Dunlap, sophomore at Alabama, you know, powerhouse program.
Alabama needed a win this week.
They did.
They lost their entire, all their players to
they
Ohio State.
They fucking had Saban on the broadcast.
Did they really?
For the Amex, yeah. Because him and Justin Thomas were in the same group. Justin Thomas went to Alabama as well.
Yeah.
But kid won the USAM.
Stones, too. He was down by two and then ended up coming back and pulling it off.
Held his own. He wasn't playing well on Sunday because he shot a fucking 60 on Saturday. And then on the easiest course. But came to the stadium course. Sam Burns kind of choked it away.
He did. He always does.
Put it in the water on 17 and 18. He's a five-time tour winner. Nah. I expected him to get it done. I took a live line on Sam Burns, and immediately as soon as he wiped it into the water on 17, I'm like, all right, tear that up. Cool. But yeah, just shouts to Dunlap, man. I think he's staying amateur because he didn't collect the $1.5 million check.
That was going to be my question to you today. Stupid. What happens with that money? Because an amateur can't collect it.
Went to fucking Bazootenhout.
So the guy who comes in second?
Guy that came in second got the first place check.
Shut the fuck up.
And he birdied 18, too. So
by the way, that's so much money that it makes your college degree worthless.
Yes.
No. He's going to get paid. He's going to get some from NIL at Alabama. Some booster's going to come in and be like, we'll make it right. He already has the exemption of the Masters and I think the U.S. Open because of the USAM.
Oh, wow.
So he doesn't – he won this. He doesn't – I guess doesn't need the money. And he could go pro, but why? Just continue to cash in on that AM status. Because you know what's cooler than $1.5 million saying you're the youngest PGA Tour winner amateur?
But it's so hard to win in golf. I think you got to strike while it's hot, while you're hot. Because we've seen really good players have, you know, a good season, and then they fade. And you don't know if this is your year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look at Justin Thomas. Yes. He was last year. He was bottom of the barrel. He's starting to find it now. He's in the mix now. And he's probably going to have a good big year. He might win a major this year. But, you know, there's peaks and valleys. Max Homa lost his... He was a stud coming out of college, lost his tour card, had to go back to the Korn Ferry Tour to earn a status, and now he's back and a really good player.
Let's say he loses 50% of that money to the taxes. You don't want a $750,000 nest egg?
I sure do. I want
it. Yeah, but then you you can't go back.
I want that money.
I want the money.
Give me my money, motherfucker. Money,
you lose your amateur status.
Who cares?
I want the money. I don't care about...
He's going to make... I think he has the opinion of himself that that's a drop in the bucket for the amount of money he's going to make.
Boy.
And if he really wants to make money...
I would say, give me both.
Like, I would...
I'd put him on the phone with my dad, with Liv, right now.
Yeah, I would get on the phone with Yasser and be like, hey, I just won the last PGA Tour event, $75 million right now.
It's right here. I'm the youngest. Let's do it. See what the fucking money is, dude. It was fun to see. It was cool.
Although Yasser just got served.
I didn't know we'd see it in our lifetime.
Yasser just got served papers.
For...
Like covering up some murder or some shit.
Wow.
Well, nothing's going to happen to him, but.
No.
Yeah,
no.
What are you?
That's Saudi Arabia for you.
I didn't know you could serve people papers in Saudi Arabia.
You could. I'm sure he thought it was fun.
Look, you can throw a gay off a roof, so it doesn't matter.
But I'm saying, how did that. If I'm the fucking processor and I'm going up to.
Oh, I would not take that job.
I'm not doing that.
No.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this lawsuit to MBS. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a risky one. That's going to end up with your head cut off in a fucking trunk.
You got to leave the country.
I might have to leave your ID behind and fingerprints as well. Acid up those hands because you don't want anything. Yeah. They're going to find you for that one, whoever that guy is. We'll switch on over to UFC. Did you watch Strickland fight over the weekend?
I did.
What did you think?
Was he
robbed?
Wouldn't say a robbery. It was a close fight. I scored it for Strickland. I thought he won the first, the third, and the fifth, but you know, 2, 3, and 4 were so close. All the rounds were pretty close. I don't really have a problem with DDP winning the title. I think they're gonna kind of turn that over pretty quick. They need a main event for UFC 300, so I'm thinking it's gonna be DDP versus Izzy as the main event.
Well, so that's what Strickland said after the fights. Yeah. Did you see his statement?
Yeah, he's like, Izzy, come back. We have a score to settle, which they do, because, you know, obviously we did a live watch. Rob even watched it, where Izzy just kept screaming the M-word at DDP in the ring.
Right, but...
In the octagon.
I'm talking about the statement from Strickland regarding that fight and the decision of it. He said, I knew they were going to score it for that fag, so he could fight that dog fucker in UFC 300. That is an exact quote from Sean Strickland.
Is it? I didn't hear that term.
Yes.
Or that quote from Strickland.
So where does the dog fucker come in? Because I want to ask you about that.
Strickland, when he fought Izzy, he just like kind of ran with this thing that Izzy fucks his dog. he just makes things up. Like everyone that like blames or like throws any type of shame at Sean Strickland, you have to realize... He just says things. He's your friend. He's your like wild card friend that just says wild shit and crazy shit that he doesn't necessarily always believe. Like, apparently he's like a really nice dude behind the scenes.
That's what everybody's told me too.
And, like, I've heard the same thing. All the women in the company love him, but for whatever reason, he's an edgelord. He likes to say wild, crazy shit that gets a reaction and it upsets people. There was a TikToker this weekend that was like, oh, come on. Or it's like, do your thing, TikTok. Let's cancel Sean Strickland. Get him out of the main event. It's like, I don't think you know how the UFC works. Like,
no. And when that's your statement leaving the ring too, he doesn't care about anything. I mean, I didn't know where the dog fucker thing came from.
I don't think he said that though.
That was his exact quote.
Is there a video of that?
Yeah. So the press conference is wild. So he was saying he got robbed, which is why I was asking you this. And he said that he knew the decision was
I thought he won, but it was close. Yeah. But nobody
said
robbed.
He knew the decision was going this way because they wanted to set it up for UFC 300.
Fair. I mean, he also could have headlined UFC 300. I think Sean Strickland's now at the point where he's a top 5 star in the UFC.
Probably, right?
Yeah, just based off what he says and like, all the attention he gets. Just clicks wise. This card itself was so bad underneath him. Like, all the fights underneath Sean Strickland DDP were not worth buying this pay-per-view, but people bought this pay-per-view because it was a one fight card and they just they really like Strickland.
That's it. Like, the rest of the card was boring, and nobody really gave a shit about it. So, he's pissed, obviously. I thought it was a really close fight that could have gone either way.
Yeah.
It was a coin toss to me.
It wasn't what it was hyped up to be, where they were like, we're going to go to war, we're going to kill each other. It was just a really good technical fight where they made adjustments, and Strickland just kind of stuck with that Philly shell, that 1-2, and was jabbing DDP's face off.
Yeah.
I mean, even the press conference where he had the belt, he was all fucked up.
So with DDP fighting Izzy, who wins there? If that is going to be UFC 300.
I've been so down on DDP, but he keeps proving me wrong. He got a nose job so he can breathe better. He showed that he has cardio for five rounds. He hits really hard. He's a crazy strong athlete. He's just really unorthodox and weird. So I don't think Izzy's going to be able to handle that. I think he'll be able to take down Izzy and just hold him down and kind of fucking smash him. So, yeah, I'll take DDP.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a fun fight. Who else would be on that card? Is that potentially McGregor 300? As well?
No. So 300 has Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
You have Cody Garbrandt fighting Figgy. It's a pretty stacked card. Bo Nichols on the card. They're putting together like all the big
names.
That's
a good one.
299 is also stacked. That's O'Malley and Cheeto.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah.
That'll be a great one as well.
And just a quick plug. Yeah. We started a UFC show called Full Casual. If you want to check out all our takes, me and Papa G. So
that's awesome. Finally.
Yeah.
I've said for years, dude. Yeah. Years.
So that our reaction to 297 and also our predictions for 2024 now on YouTube and wherever you find podcasts.
That's awesome. What's the name of the show again?
Full Casual.
Full Casual over there. Jesse, you should get Jesse on Fire as one of the guests.
Oh, he's already, Giorgio's already worked with him and like set up his studio and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like we have that, Mickey Gall. He might, so Giorgio's going to SHOT Show. Mickey's probably going to hop on. They'll do like a one-on-one thing. So
perfect. Yeah. Is Mickey out there?
Yeah, Mickey's going to be there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Love Mickey. Big fan of those guys. That's awesome. It's been years I've said, just do the fucking UFC show, dude.
I had to drag it out of them.
I know. Good. I'm amped for that. So episode one is live right now?
We have two episodes out right now.
Okay, yeah. Great. And what's it called? One more time?
Full Casual.
Full Casual over there. And there's a lot of great fights coming up this year, so you guys will have plenty to talk about on that. Ron Rivera, it says here, is going to interview for the Eagles DC job. Thoughts on that real quick? You like Ron Rivera?
For?
DC.
Yeah, why not?
That's not bad. That's not bad. He used to be a DC, and he was pretty
fucking
good. I
think Ron Rivera was a decent coach. I don't know what happened. It's a bad organization.
I mean, he coached the Panthers in the Super Bowl, I believe, correctly? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a coach for Cam. Yeah.
But I just think that organization, you have to get the Snyder stink off you.
I mean, he was with two dog shit organizations.
Yeah,
Panthers. Oh, yeah.
Like from Panthers to
was that the Jerry Richardson days? Jeans Friday?
Yeah. I mean, it's just two terrible organizations in a row. So get somewhere competent.
Bears are hiring Seattle's Waldron as their OC over there. Why?
They're running it back.
God damn it, dude.
But they have such a high pick, you know? They're like, they're finally going to maybe get him some talent, get Fields some fucking.
I don't think he's going to. You think Fields will still be there?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't think he's going to be there.
Maybe they don't move anything till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, look, all of this is going to unravel after the Super Bowl, and we'll find out. Falcons had their second interview with Bill Belichick. They announced live on their social media. Why? Why are you announcing that? Why are you announcing that you're so fucking dumb that it takes you two interviews with Bill Belichick? he could have just walked in and said, well, what are your qualifications, 28-3? End of meeting. We're all done.
I need a third interview.
But wait.
Drop the six rings on the table and walk out of the fucking room. What are you doing, Arthur Blank, you fucking loser?
Do you want to give full control to fucking Belichick, though, for the roster? I don't.
Yes, at this point, and I'll tell you why. If you believed in Desmond Ridder and all that stupid shit over the years, you got to bring somebody else in to start making these decisions.
Desmond Ridder seems like Belichick's kind of guy, in a way.
Yeah.
He's
you hire Belichick, I think he's going to find something Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, he's going to see something.
I know.
Matt Patricia's your DC.
Yeah, bring him back. Bring him back.
Fortunately for you, Bill O'Brien's already in college, but at Ohio State, so he'll have to hire McDaniel, which is a better OC.
No, you'll get Josh McDaniel as your OC.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring it. They won six Super Bowls. Let's give it a shot.
You're going to have to stare at his son's wacky face for a whole year.
Oh, Steve Belichick's your DC, actually. That's what it's going to be.
DC's great, so he's staying. I think he's fine.
No, it's Steve Belichick and his weird truck stop face is going to be your DC.
Licking
he's
his
actually going to stay at the Patriots.
What?
So I've heard, yeah. Patriots actually offered him a deal to stay, so we'll see what happens there. Jim Harbaugh also went back for a second interview for the Falcons. No. Nope.
Bring him in.
No. If he goes in, that'll be the end of that. And
Harbaugh's an awesome coach. Why would you not want Harbaugh?
He's just a goof. He's just a goofball. Just a fucking goof nut.
We need
dude.
To fire Sirianni right now and hire Harbaugh.
Well, it looks like they're keeping him. If they're interviewing DCs and they're not getting rid of Sirianni right now, they're going
to
keep him. Well,
Lori was like, we need to see your future plan, who you're bringing in, who's actually realistically going to be your OC in DC, and then they're going to make a decision based on what he presents. He's going to have to do like a PowerPoint presentation to keep his job.
And a lot of the coaching carousel is kind of frozen right now outside of Belichick and like Harbaugh, essentially, because there's a lot of coordinators who are still in the playoffs who are interested in.
It's
like,
not
Ryan's
college.
OC.
Like, you can literally get hired and still do your job for the rest of the playoffs.
Well, tell that to the Falcons. That was what happened with Shanahan. He was too busy fucking around in San Francisco. He accepted the job before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's not great. Just focus on the fucking Super Bowl, but everybody's worried about losing these jobs. But yeah, the guy from the Lions is actually doing an interview before the fucking NFC Championship. What? Focus on the game, bro. Yeah.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus on the fucking game.
I think the Ravens defensive coordinator has interest as well.
Oh, he should.
Yeah.
That defense has been excellent. And they're winning ball games because of it. They're shutting down everybody over there. Yeah, but with Harbaugh, I like John. Just Jim is so fucking goofy. He's just a fucking dork. I just don't want to see that. I don't want to see the khakis on the sidelines.
He's going to go to San Diego or LA, whatever
I
the
hope
fuck,
so.
And but he's going to win. Mm-hmm. He's going to win a lot.
I don't care. But they've got Herbert, so he should win. I just don't want to.
And then they're going to draft like fucking Malik Neighbors or something.
I don't know. It might get J.J. McCarthy.
I think you want Harbaugh.
Blake Corum. I don't. I definitely don't.
I think I would take Harbaugh right now over Belichick.
I think
Belichick's next stop is kind of like he's already retired. Like this is just kind of this is a hobby now. It's
we'll
not his
see.
Job.
Look, he's still got the side quest of trying to match Brady and win with another team. Yeah. So we'll see. But for me personally, over the weekend when I saw that he had taken his second interview, I've already thought about the team that I'm going to switch my allegiance to. I'm going to go with losers.
You're not going to bandwagon?
No. I'm going to go with losers.
Okay.
And Bills fans. I'm going to become a Buffalo Bills fan, and that's it.
Because of OJ?
One, because of the juice, yes, and he's been in our lives for many years. Yeah. But I think if you're going to disavow your team and join another one, it shouldn't be a winning team.
That's a winning team, though.
They lost four
losers.
Super Bowls in a row.
But they're at least relevant, right?
They're close to over the hump. Maybe.
They're relevant.
Are they?
Yeah.
But look at the AFC. You got Burrow.
Yeah.
Herbert. Now Stroud is there. Yeah.
You should start.
We still don't know what's going to happen with Trevor Lawrence.
You should start at the bottom.
Where to?
Be a Panthers fan.
No, go to the Bears. Oh, you love God. Justin Fields so much.
Yeah.
No, well.
Or just pick an Ohio State guy. Be a Texans fan.
Yeah.
Actually, because then you can watch them.
And they're here.
If I didn't dislike the state so much, I probably would. But Buffalo is, I like the party aspect of it. I like the party aspect of Buffalo.
I mean, I'll agree with you. The Texans are a boring franchise.
And I want to.
The stadium sucks.
Yeah, the stadium sucks. I want to be a part of something where I go through a table, light it on fire, drinking drugs, hardy have seltzer. All that fits in with Buffalo, and they're losers. So it's not like I'm saying, well, I'm a Chiefs fan now. I'm not doing that. I'm going to pick another loser organization like the Falcons and then hop on there, and we'll see what happens. But I'm with you with the Stephon Diggs thing. He can never say another word the rest of his fucking life after dropping that ball. Fuck him.
A perfect, gorgeous ball.
Exactly. Men's college basketball is in full swing here. How's that shaking out this year for FAU and your boys? I know you were high on them.
FAU?
Yeah.
I got a ticket for them to win the Natty.
I know you do.
Just because of the odds.
They've kind of fallen out of the top 25 here.
It doesn't matter. They just got to win their conference tournament.
Just win the conference. Get in. Do your thing.
And yep. That's it.
Their experience. Yeah, they got five guys back.
They gotta win their conference. I mean, they're cutting it.
They don't have to win their conference.
If you're not ranked,
they're gonna be ranked at some by the end of the season they'll be ranked.
Yeah.
This feels like a UConn year for me.
Another one?
Yeah.
It could be. It could just be a powerhouse. I mean, we're not taking Purdue seriously ever.
Ever.
Ever. And they're number two right
Kansas
now.
Kansas keeps losing.
North Carolina's three.
And West Virginia. West Virginia's not good, but West Virginia's a different beast at home.
I'm just going back to my Cougs.
Are you?
Houston.
I'm not.
Houston's at four right now. Tennessee's at five.
Calvin Sampson's a loser.
Yeah.
Don't buy Tennessee. Don't buy Tennessee. I mean, I could see Tennessee making like an Elite Eight run, but I just don't buy Rick Barnes, that type of shit. We both actually are really in love with Kentucky this year.
Yeah, Kentucky. So Kentucky's up next at six. Why do you guys love Kentucky?
I wouldn't say in love, but they're fun.
It's more of a classic Cal team, you know? A lot of freshmen, a lot of blue chip freshmen, also a ton of seven-footers. They got a height, length advantage. They're really, really good.
You're going to hate this, but I like Arizona.
You always like Arizona. And Arizona's at nine. I always don't like Arizona.
Arizona's at nine. Kansas is at seven. Again, this feels like a UConn-Kansas year.
KU, I think they're a little soft this year. They've lost two of their last three.
Then if you want someone that's kind of off the radar, but not really, they've been good the last couple years. Creighton.
By the way, FAU Creighton. Is still ranked.
Creighton could make a run.
Yes, correct. FAU is still 22nd, and Creighton is at 17 over there.
Yeah, Creighton's, you know, they're always kind of... Utah State is an interesting one, too, at 18. Missouri beat them in the first round last year, which was a lot of people had picked Utah State over us.
Yep.
Because Utah State was a really good, like, cohesive team, been together for a while, upperclassmen. They're all back, and they're ranked 18th now. They play a great system, and like I said, a lot of upperclassmen. I could see them being a sort of...
Shaka, Marquette's going to make a run, probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you're ranked 18, they're looking between a 3 and a 5 seed, maybe a 6 seed if they kind of get a little sloppy, but like I could see that being a mid seed that runs to the Elite Eight, maybe even Final Four, because at that point, it's just you got to win one more. Yeah, interesting. I'm happy to see Dayton back up there.
Dayton's in there, dude.
I love Dayton.
Dayton Flyers.
Dayton's so
Rob loves that Auburn's good this year.
I do.
Is it Bruce Pearl?
Loves
down there?
Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl's great.
He is a great coach.
He's going to go shirtless.
He was great at Tennessee. He's been great at Auburn. They're number eight, and they've only lost twice this year.
Auburn's real fucking good.
Yeah.
We hate Alabama.
Well, Alabama fell out of the top 25.
Yeah. Well, Nate Oates violently assaulted a Mizzou player. During a game.
Is that real?
There was another murder in the Alabama. Yeah, come he did. On. He shoved a Mizzou player. He shoved a guy.
Kind of. Put his hands light. On a player.
Just the violence continues in the Alabama sure program.
Sure does, dude. Yeah. You can't stop it over there.
No,
he's a goon.
Can't stop it over there.
Nate Oates is a total goon.
Fortunately for Aiden Shaw, Mizzou's player, there was no heat in any hats when Nate Oates got angry.
Not right now.
How is that kid playing this year, by the way?
I mean, he's with the Bobcats.
Oh.
Or the Hornets, man, whatever the fuck.
It's just a place to go to die.
Him and LaMelo.
I forgot all about him there.
Putting up like 20 a game.
Yeah, he's putting winning up eight okay games numbers, a year. But like he's in a black hole.
If you're trying to hide from a murder, though, is there a better place to do it than Charlotte? I forgot that he existed.
It is the best. To be on the Charlotte professional
both
basketball
options. Yeah. He could have been.
I forgot he existed.
Yeah, you don't exist when you are on that roster.
And his two options were he was either going to be in Charlotte or Portland. So either way. I mean, the Trailblazers are a black hole right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Last but not least here, a bunch of questions from the audience regarding that Bill O'Brien hire at Ohio State. I like it. He's a great OC for college. I don't think he's a great NFL coach or anything, but...
he was a great OC at New England.
He does have an interesting statistic about him.
He also wasn't a bad coach with the Texans. I think we kind of undeservingly throw shit at him for
and
that.
He drug that Penn State team out of the Sandusky shit single-handedly.
Oh, he lost to UCF at home.
But
it was great.
He was putting up, I don't know, 42 points a game at Alabama, and Bryce Young won a fucking
won
Heisman.
Bryce Young the Heisman? Yeah.
He
probably should have won the national championship if homeboy didn't get hurt.
Bill O'Brien is the only coach to have worked for both Saban and Belichick for multiple years.
Not have a ring.
And not have a ring.
Really?
No, he did not get a ring with either Saban or Belichick.
That's interesting. He'll get one this year.
He's just easy to hate because of the chin.
He has an anus on his face.
It's the way he looks, and that it's like a Harbaugh thing.
It's an
for
ass
me,
chin.
Where it's he's a hard watch, like to stare at. Hopefully the cameras is elsewhere during that.
I mean, his chin is like collapsing in on itself.
Yeah.
It's a neutron star.
And it looks painful. How do you shave around that?
I don't know. Like you have to literally be like,
you got
to
stretch it and get in there.
I bet there's no hair that grows there. It's just the spot that
you would hope.
You
have to
would hope
the
so,
things
man.
That get caught in there
would be awful.
Ugh,
would be absolutely awful.
Oh, I taught on the last softcore history. Another plug. Last episode, I told Rob about Dan. Do you know about Dan Lennon's tattoo?
The coach of Oregon.
Yeah, he has a tattoo of his wife, but she's
like
busting
a fat rack.
She has her tits out, and he also on her body.
Serious?
Yeah, on her body, she has every place that he's coached. the logo. Like, she has an Oregon duck neck tat. She has a face tat of Alabama.
This is on Dan Lanning's body.
Who? I gotta look at what his real wife actually looks like.
That is
she's
her. Yeah.
She's native.
No,
yeah.
I know, but that's a tattoo. And he's got,
I don't know if you noticed, but the Pitt logo is going into her titties. She's getting titty fucked by the Pitt logo.
Yeah.
So every place he's coached, he has a tattoo of their logo on his tattoo of his wife.
I gotta see what his wife actually
also,
looks like.
Also, the names of his three kids are on his wife. Would you like to hear those names?
Go ahead. Please.
First up is Caden, spelled C-A-D-O-N.
Okay.
Next up is Niles, spelled K-N-I-L-E-S.
Come on, man.
And then the third name is Titan.
Titan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm looking I at guess her.
He's also from Kansas City, so he has 816 next to her ear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the KC area code.
I'm looking.
I didn't even see the Arizona State little tattoo above the Alabama one.
Yeah.
There's so much to discover here.
There's so many details in one tattoo.
Is
you would think
is
it
this
would be
real
all...
and we can confirm this?
Yes, yeah, this is real. This is on Dan Lanning's body.
So the interesting part about it is I'm looking at her, what she looks like in real life. Looks nothing like this tattoo. This looks like the fucking goth version that he wants her to be, that he could choke.
Well, yeah, she's not tattooed.
This is a girl.
Up.
The girl in the tattoo is somebody who you choke and spit on. The real girl looks like a normal fucking lady.
Oh, yeah. She looks like super nice and sweet.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
He just kind of like made
this,
a hood.
Like his wife looks like a keeper, you know? Just yeah. Like a sweetheart.
Just like the most normal, loving lady. And then he wants this fucking goth chick in the bedroom all tatted up and shaved head and one braid. Like a Viking.
How's the rack, though? You know, does the rack match?
Yes, actually, yes.
Yeah, the rack is there, but it's hidden. Like, she's not a thought. She's showing it. Like,
and he met her at an Outback Steakhouse, I believe.
Shut the fuck up.
Where she worked.
That's where true love.
I don't know if she worked there, but they met at an Outback Steakhouse.
Well, that's, I'll give him a lot of credit.
That's true love.
Yeah, it is true love right there. Because you walk in, you're already in a good mood after having a couple wallaby darns there, and then you're able to take the waitress home.
You split a blooming onion.
Fuck. Come on, dude. I like it, but the fetish is definitely there. Yes. Was it Rex Ryan that had his wife's feet tattooed on him or something like that?
No, he was just into feet, and they were posting feet pics to sites.
Oh,
No, he's got a tattoo.
You want to know a crazier tattoo?
What's that?
I believe Kyle Shanahan and I think it's Chris Sims. They have each other's initials on their body.
Whoa, dude. Why?
Maybe it's not Chris Sims, but it is a old quarterback. I think it is Chris Sims. But for whatever reason, they were like on the same team, and Shanahan was just kind of, they just like fucked around. I think they got drunk and got each other's initials tattooed on their bodies.
All right. So Rex Ryan's I found.
It's like it's just wife being sexy.
It's his wife being sexy with her feet up. And she's wearing a Jets jersey.
Oof. Good for him.
This is a hard one to look at here.
But the Lanning tattoos.
Whenever you go colors like that, like that many colors on a tattoo, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah, it is Chris Sims. Okay, I was right.
Yeah, it was Chris Sims.
Yeah, Chris Sims shit. And Kyle Shanahan have their initials tattooed.
Gross, dude. Why?
I don't know.
Is it Skull and Bones? Were they fucking?
Maybe they're just fucking.
Maybe.
Maybe they're just fucking.
God, that's weird. I couldn't imagine getting my buddy's initials tattooed on me.
Maybe as a lost bet.
Both of them?
If you had like a fantasy football punishment, you had to get the winner's initials tattooed on your body.
For both of them, though, they both lost back-to-back fantasy championships to each other.
I think they're just in love.
Yeah, they just love each other.
Speaking of fantasy football, give me your addresses. The winners will be getting their championship belts. Here in a couple weeks, I'll put a post up in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Send me your addresses. We did this one league this year that I've never done before because I was just curious to see who the actual best is. And I highly recommend this if you guys are at home and you're in a crazy competitive league. I did an ultimate draft killer fucking league this year with 20 teams.
Going deep.
Well, that'll show you who's really great at fantasy football. There.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who the winner is. It's already over, so somebody won, but just know that belt is going to be better than everybody else's because that's the craziest shit of all time. And I was following their message boards because what I do is I essentially set it up and then you guys run it and go with it, and I'll be in one or two of these things with you guys. But as it was going on throughout the year, just reading the message boards, seeing what they were trying to get off the waiver wire and who was left up and drafting these weird backups and all this other shit. It's intense, and it That's really like, does show who the best is.
That type of fantasy football is like, the analogy I would use is like a Food Network show where you get to take like one entree, like some protein out of the fridge, and then you got to find everything else in the garbage can.
Yes.
Here's chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
And if you get, God forbid, you that first pick sucks. Like, because Justin Jefferson went first in a lot of drafts this year, and he missed half the fucking year.
I like the last fantasy football league I played in like 2013, where the most important position was punter.
Oh, did you have that in your mm-hmm. league?
And you got rewarded for interceptions. It was a chaos league.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had to pick like the worst team, but like you wanted an awesome punter.
That's great. That's a fun one. Rex Ryan's got a shit ton of tattoos now, actually looking at it.
Yeah, man. He's just doing
his weird thing. Guy. Good for him, dude. Fuck.
I mean, they were posting on fetish sites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of sleep on Rex Ryan being a good coach.
He was a very good coach.
Is he come back in all this
year? He got Mark Sanchez the two AFC championship games.
Does he come back this year?
Nah, I think he's happy on TV.
He is very happy on TV. He doesn't have to deal with bullshit.
I don't know, man. The way he talks about other coaches, it makes me feel like he wants to go back and do it.
Yeah, but now he can just throw rocks from ESPN.
I agree.
He doesn't have to face any criticism himself.
Yeah, I think he's better off.
I agree as well.
Yeah.
I hope he stays.
He's 61.
Stay there.
Look how much healthier he looks. He's lost weight. You don't get to do
that. Fuck, Rex Ryan's 61?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
How old's Rob?
I don't know. Rex Rob Ryan? Ryan?
Is Rob Ryan still DC in somewhere? Because towards the end, he was bad.
He's a senior defensive assistant for the Raiders. He's also 61. I guess are they twins? They're twins.
Are they?
Or Irish twins?
No, yeah. I think they're twins.
They're actually twin twins.
Okay.
And Buddy Ryan was their dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy was the best.
Buddy was the best.
God damn, dude.
Except he wasn't, because he didn't win that much in Philly.
It was the look of him, though.
Yeah.
Where you were like, man, you rooted for that guy, even though he didn't
win. He had Reggie White.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was fun. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Hop on over to Patreon. We'll be live here at 2 p.m. Central here, about 12 minutes. For Drinking Bros Fake News over there. Again, a quick program reminder from last week that I'll remind you of this week. Dan is doing a suicide prevention panel in Las Vegas this week with Tim Kennedy. Brian Callen and those guys are hosting it. And that will be streamed live on Wednesday on our YouTube channel, so you'll be able to check that out. However, he will not be here this week. So you got Papa Bear, all right? I'm still going to give it to you today. I feel it. I feel great today. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Ross Patterson, this is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.